Track 6, and now it's on with the news. Boots branch to close next year. With its announcement earlier in the year that it planned to close hundreds of its stores, the future of Boots outlets across Teignbridge was uncertain, but it can be confirmed the Guestridge Road store is to close. The store, which is one of two in the area, the other located at the King Stainton Retail Park, is to close in February of next year. Boots announced in June it would close some 300 of its branches throughout the UK over the coming 12 months. Stores in close proximity to one another will be shut. Guestridge Road and King Stainton Retail Park, for example, are no more than 2 kilometres apart, hence the closure. It is understood team members affected by the closure will be offered alternate roles within the business. No redundancies are planned. So what have you been saying? What with our out-of-town parking and home delivery, what do you expect? It's the future, said one resident. Gutted their closing, the Boots by Next will never be able to cope, said another. We've always found Boots Guestridge Road Pharmacy to be excellent, said another.
A pizza the action in Bevy Tracy. A new era is upon those living in and around Bevy Tracy. Domino's Pizza has made its way to the town. The gateway to the Moor, indeed, but also to a multinational pizza restaurant chain. Open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m, Monday to Sunday, the store, which is located on Station Road, is currently collection only. However, it will offer deliveries soon. Though there has been much elation at its opening, the idea of a Domino's in Bevy Tracy was not without controversy. The company's planning application to open an outlet at the site formerly the home of Dartmoor Garages Limited got the green light back in May, with many a Bevy Tracy resident at the time and since expressing concern that such a presence would ruin the town. But in spite of the protest, the store has opened, soon to be joined by Lidl in the not-too-distant future, which likewise split opinions.
Appeal after collision. Police investigating a road traffic collision on Coronation Road, Totnes, which left a man with serious injuries, are appealing for any witnesses to come forward. Officers were called to reports of a collision, including a white Ford Transit van and a pedestrian at 6:15 p.m. on Saturday, November the 11th. The pedestrian, a man in his 20s, sustained serious, potentially life-threatening injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment. A 67-year-old man from Totnes was arrested on suspicion of causing serious injury by careless driving and being unfit to drive through drink. He has been released under investigation, pending further inquiries. The road was closed for several hours while an investigation was carried out at the scene. Officers from the roads policing team would like to thank the public for their patience whilst the road was closed.
Lift finally back in action. The new lifts at Dawlish Railway Station appear to be back in action. Engineers have been working to get the accessible lifts up and running since they were initially launched last month. Within a few hours of the lifts being open, they were forced to close after one developed a fault. But now it has been reported both lifts, the first to be installed at the station since it was built in the 1840s, are now working. A Network Rail spokesman said, "Unfortunately, we've had two separate issues with the new lifts. Although thorough testing is carried out beforehand, this is not uncommon with lifts, as teething problems may not come to light until they go into continuous use. The first issue required a cable to be replaced. This was done and the lifts went back into service. However, we closed them again due to a telecoms issue, which meant only one of the lifts had a functioning alarm system. We've been working to identify the problem, and an engineer from Stana is due to return on site. With the ongoing issues, both lifts had been closed as a precaution to avoid anyone being stranded.
Police investigate burglary at Co-op. Police are investigating following a burglary at a doorless shop. A police spokesman said officers were called to the break-in at the Co-op on the Strand around 3:35 a.m. on Sunday, the 12th of October. The front door glass had been smashed and a quantity of National Lottery scratch cards stolen. Police are investigating the incident and appealing for anyone who saw or heard anything suspicious at the time to contact them.
Choir raise the rafters and charity funds too. Rowcroft Hospice and the Devon Air Ambulance were the beneficiaries of a charity concert held at St Andrew's Church in Ipplepen on November the 10th. The fundraiser was being performed by the Unity in Sound Community Choir, albeit a little later than originally planned. The concert was initially organised for 3 years ago, explained Cathy Edwards from the choir. However, due to COVID and lockdowns, it was rearranged for this June. Then a few days before, we had to cancel it again, as Leah, our director, fell off a ladder and broke two ribs, so was unable to conduct or play the piano. It was certainly well worth waiting for. The evening proved a great success for everyone. With the sale of the tickets and raffle, in excess of £1,000 was raised. For both Rowcroft Hospice and Devon Air Ambulance, continued Cathy, we sang a number of different songs, but the first was We Will Remember Them, a very moving arrangement for remembrance.
Tankers bring in water to customers after burst water main. Residents in parts of Newton Abbot were without water after a water main burst. Decoy Primary School was understood to have had to close following the incident. Some homes have had no water at all, while others have had low pressure. Water had to be brought in by tanker to fill the mains to keep supplies going as much as possible. Southwest Water says it has been working since last night to tackle the problem. The company said, we've been working tirelessly overnight to locate a burst water main and are pleased to confirm we have now located and are taking steps to repair. We are tankering water into the mains to maintain supplies wherever possible. Customers registered on Southwest Water's Priority Services Register will be contacted separately to ensure all needs are met. We thank you for your patience and understanding during this time.